Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, you might remember, I spoke to Mary Nevin last month, and Mary's a night nurse with the Irish Cancer Society, and she told us about the role she plays in the final days of a cancer patient and their families, and it was a very poignant and, excuse me, and indeed insightful chat, and it touched the hearts of, well, not just ourselves, but of lots of listeners who have experienced the kindness and the warmth of a night nurse while saying their final goodbyes to their loved ones. And as we're here in the Chip Van this morning, live on Henry Street in Dublin City for Daffodil Day, we thought we'd get Mary in to have a quick word with us. Nice to see you again, Mary.
Yeah, thanks for inviting me in, Ryan.
Now, you were probably watching the rugby, the ladies' rugby last week.
I was indeed, yeah, they were absolutely fantastic.
You're a big sportswoman yourself.
Yes, yes.
Great result, wasn't it?
Oh, they were brilliant, you know, but I mean, that result was there to be had. They've beaten England, they've beaten New Zealand, they were just fantastic.
Yeah, it's great, and they're getting the recognition more than they ever did
before.
Well,
finally, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know,
took a while.
Yeah, it did, and you know, women's sports will always lag a little bit, but yeah, I think the IRFU are really supporting them now, and the girls are getting the results, and it's a great relationship.
And of course, we love people winning stuff, don't we, as a country?
Oh, of course we do. Yeah.
Suddenly we go, oh, I've always been a fan of women's rugby. And
I mean, you know, it's great to say that, but at the end of the day, if it's not on telly, you know, it's very hard to support it and to see it, you know. Yeah. So it's great that RT showed that last game and we saw the girls win it and lift the trophy. So hopefully now it'll stimulate people to watch it a bit more.
No doubt. I have no doubt. Anyway, back to what we're talking about today. Yeah. And of course, we kind of said to you the last time we were in that we wanted to do something for Daffodil Day, something a little bigger and out of the ordinary. And that's why we're here today, not just in studio. We wanted to give this big push to our friends in the Irish Cancer Society because you know how important that is, don't you?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, sitting here today, seeing all the people passing by and all the balloons and that, it's, you know, you couldn't ask for more publicity for the day. It's such an important day for our society. It's our longest, our oldest fundraising day, and it's 28 years actually this year.
It really is.
Right, you know, it's synonymous with the society, and it's so important to provide funds for our vital services.
Yeah.
You know,
can you give us an idea, roughly? I don't know if that's within your remit, but of where money raised on a day like today might end up.
Well, there's a lot of services that the Irish Cancer Society provide, between information support. One of our most vital services that I'm involved in is our night nursing service.
Yeah.
So that involves giving care to people who are at the very final end stages of their illness at home. So it allows families who take that brave decision to care for their loved ones right at the final stages of their life in their own home. We come in and give them some respite so they can go to bed, look after their loved ones, and they feel assured that they can get some rest. And, you know, sometimes they just need the presence of a professional there so they can get to bed and feel comfortable. They're very brave doing it. They just need some confidence in some cases. And, you know, most people in this country would love to die at home, would much prefer to die at home surrounded by family. And that's one of the vital services the Irish Cancer Society provides. I think we visited nearly 8,000 families last year and provided care for about 2,000 people. So
that many, right?
Yeah, and you know, we have an aging population, so the demand for the service is only going to increase over the next coming years, and that's why it's so important to be able to maintain that level and increase it as needed. And that's why Daffodil Day is so important to us.
So important. And the word that I was very much struck by during our last chat to Mary was dignity as well.
Yeah.
And, you know, this the funding and then the service provided by you and your colleagues just allows people dignity in a difficult hour.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I'll ever be able to get across how important it is for families to have that option to be at home with their loved ones and to have that option to die at home and die surrounded in your own environment by your own people.
Yeah.
You know, often the symptoms are less because your anxiety is less. Our hospital services are excellent. We've put a lot of work into end-of-life care in hospitals, but at the end of the day, they are medical environments and they're not as conducive to that type of care as being at home. So, you know, it's great to be able to offer that support.
I'm hoping our friends in the Irish Cancer Society will also give a significant increase in their funding to a charity close to my heart in Oranmore in Galway called the Hand in Hand.
Oh, right.
And that is a charity that does this gorgeous service, which is when children are in hospital, they go around to the homes and they tidy the homes of the families.
Oh, very good.
And they might turn the room into a princess room, bedroom.
Oh, that sounds
isn't that important?
Yeah, and I mean,
they might give them a little lasagna or bolognese or something to make dinners. This is the most simple and yet important gestures.
But they're often the most important things, the practical support, caring for someone at home or a child in particular. You know, you don't need hugs, you don't need cards, you don't need flowers. You need support, you need to be able to get a bit of rest, a bit of time for yourself. Financial support, social support, isolation, these are all factors that families find very difficult, you know, and that's where the practical support can come in for people.
Okay, well, I'm wearing my badge with pride. You're
very
wearing
your
badge.
I said
these are the daffodil pins that are available all around the place. You can text the word DAFF to 5300 to donate €4 now. Go online there, cancer.ie, to support there. Find out details of how you can do it or what you can do. Maybe if you're in an office place today, you might go out and buy a few of them and get your friends to buy them back off you, whatever it might be, but do support it as much as possible, because they had an awful day a few years ago, a daffodil day with the rain.
Weather. We succumbed to the weather,
The weather, but we're lucky today. It's a nice, bright spring morning here in Dublin, and you've got a class to attend to now.
I do, yes.
What is it? A CPR?
Teaching CPR in about an hour or so.
Well, you better get your act together. Mary, it's lovely to see you again.
Thank you again for having
Mary
me.
Mary Nevin, live in the chip van this morning, and she has to head off into the sunset now. And head off there, Mary. Don't mind me. I'll just keep yabbering on here. 51552. Thanks, Mary.